And hello, we will start shortly. We're about 2 minutes until start time, but probably just wait until we have everyone who's coming in, especially if we have people running from one Zoom to another Zoom. Hello, everyone. So we're just waiting for people to slowly make their way, and we'll get started probably in a minute or two. And hello again, everyone. People are slowly making their way into the Zoom room. So we just want to give maybe a minute more for people to join. And then we will get started. Hello, everyone. Well, it is 10:03. I think maybe we'll get started. I did post on Slack with the we are using the OLF Zoom. So I think we should be all set. So welcome, everyone. My name is Jennifer Eustace. I am on the WolfCon conference planning committee. I am joined by Alec Nicato and Steph Buck today. And so we are here to give you some information, hopefully helpful information, for your WolfCon experience. So let me share my screen. And move all the Zoom controls everywhere. Unlike the first one, I am using my two screens, which is very lovely, so I can see the chat, but Alec, if you wanted to watch out for the chat, that would be helpful as well. So can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Alrighty. So for today we're going to cover locations, room technology, some tips for presenters, and of course your presentations, information for those of you who are part of Folio councils, and then of course questions and contacts. And if you have a question, please feel free to, raise your hand, post something in chat. So I am able to see the participants today, thankfully, because of my multiple screens being at work. So just, jump in there and let us know what questions or thoughts that you have. So welcome everyone. Yay, congratulations on being a WolfCon 2025 presenter. Yay, I know you're excited. So whether you're in person or virtually, this is exciting. You to share what you know and your thoughts about your project. Please remember to check the your presentation and details in SCED with the schedule if there are any changes to that you need for the description or anything else that you have thoughts or questions about. Please let us know, and us being myself or Alec, you can just at WolfCon-support, and it will get to us, and we will help you out. So locations, where are we going to be? So the conference is going to take place in person at the Westin Kansas City at Crown Center in Kansas City, Missouri, so 1 East Pershing Road. For those that are registered for the pre-conference that are teaching, these will also take place at the Westin. On Monday afternoon, there is an optional tour of the Linda Hall Library of Science, Engineering, and Technology, as well as the University of Missouri, Kansas City Miller-Nichols Library. I just posted on conference chat about these. You reserving a spot helps. Cindy Thompson, just know how many people are going to go. The tours are from 3 to 5 p.m. on that Monday. I just posted again on conference chat, which has little details of what Cindy will be doing. If you're there and can do them, I highly recommend doing that. For those going to the reception, it is on Wednesday, September 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. We will meet at the Central Library in Helzberg Auditorium and Rooftop Terrace. So how do you get to all these places? Well, if you're going to the Westin from the hotel, from the airport rather, you can book a shuttle through the Westin. You can also use public transportation, which is a zero fare. Yes, public transportation is free in Kansas City, Missouri. You can also use, app-based rides, Lyft, Uber, and all of that. I have provided two links. One is to book the shuttle for offered by the Westin, and of course, more information, which is, I think, provided by the airport that provides information on how to get from the airport to downtown Kansas City. The pre-conference, as well as the conference, takes place at the ballroom level in the Westin. The keynote, as well as lunch and place to network, will be in Century Ballroom C. The pre-conference sessions will take place in Pershing Place North, South, West, and East. The conference sessions, of course, will take place in the ballroom. all the Pershing North, South, East, West, as well as Liberty and Mission. So you can see here it's all on the same floor. It's kind of like in an L pattern. So we'll have people doing L's all throughout Tuesday into Thursday. Getting to the Linda Hall Library and Miller Nichols Library. So if you are doing the optional tours, it's 32 minutes by public transportation. Kansas City uses the transit app to see when you need to go. Again, there is no fee to ride the buses as well as the streetcar, or it's 12 minutes by car. And it's kind of, I noticed in Kansas City, it's always, it looks as though you're always going up and down. I don't know if that's north, south, or east or west. But anyway, if you are doing the optional tours, here you can download this link, and the slides have been shared on the Wolfcon Conference chat Slack channel. So you can kind of see here the Linda Hall Library is in the middle, and the Miller's Library is kind of diagonal to that. And you can download this link to see where you're going that day if you are going on the tour. To the reception, again, we're in that up and down pattern. It's about a 33-minute walk, or 12 minutes by public transportation, or 8 minutes by car. So, room technology, yes, we're all excited about that. So, the rooms are primarily set up in classroom style. Of course, the Century Ballroom C will be kind of theater style. Conference sessions. These have hardwired PC laptops, which will be available for use. For the virtual component, remember to start the Zoom on the laptop. But of course, anyone that is in that Zoom session can share their screen, run the meeting. So if you're virtual and you need to run that the meeting via Zoom, of course you can do that. You will be using OLF Zoom links, and these work exactly the way they are used for like SIG meetings in Folio or other meetings that you have for other projects like OpenRS, for example. I will note that the pre-conference sessions, you can always use your own laptop because the pre-conference sessions are in, there is no virtual component to those. That's in person only. If you have opted out of being recorded, we have noted those sessions down, and the recording, of course, will not be shared afterwards. So don't worry about that. Internet will be provided by the hotel. There will be a podium, microphone, and small table in front if you need that. There will be volunteers floating around available to answer your questions and to help out if you need help. If you do not see a volunteer at the moment where you need help at that time, and it's time sensitive maybe, you can always go to the registration table to get help. Presenters and presentations. So if you have a session that uses special supplies, because you're doing maybe a workshop or something, remember to bring those for you. We can't account for everything. If you need something special, remember to bring that. Think about having a backup for your presentation, slides on USB. Think about uploading it to SCED. You can also come with some printouts. I guess that would be a last resort. After your session, if you have not already uploaded it to SCED, please do that. And just, an FYI about presentation time and leaving time for attendees to ask questions. The standard time is 50, but we also have sessions that are 80 minutes as well as 20 minutes. And I think there's like one or two that are 5 minutes. So for the longer 50 and 80, we recommend 10 minutes for Q&A. For the 20-minute session, probably around 5 minutes. If your session is 5 minutes, I guess maybe do some networking afterwards, because 5 minutes is more like a lightning talk. There will be an office where you can print materials if you need. And of course, there will be volunteers floating around to answer your questions. And if you need a session moderator, please let us know as soon as possible. So, Elisa, you asked, do we recommend PowerPoint slides over Google Slides since we should upload to SCED? I think, yeah, as Alec answered, either is fine. It's really your preference. We do have a template which has already been posted to WolfCon Conference chat. So you can use that template, but you can also use whatever template you want. There's no kind of strict, you must use this template for WolfCon 2025. So if you happen to be involved in one of the Folio councils, so this is the technical council, community council, or the product council, there are meetings on Friday, what are called the shoulder tri-council meetings. So these will take place at the UMKC Administrative Center Conference Facility. So again, you can take the free bus to get there. Coffee and water will be provided, and there will be volunteers to help with technology. If you're looking for the room that is specific to your council meeting, those have already been posted in SCED. So just note those down. And what happens if you have questions during the conference? There's always the WolfCon Slack channel. You can use the conference chat or at WolfCon-support. That will reach everyone on the planning committee. You can direct message or email. And actually, I have to update this email. Alec Decato, myself, or Jesse. And if you did not know, Jesse has a new job and a new email. So I will update these slides with, he just started today. And we just got his new email today. So I will update these slides with his new email right after this. And that is it. Oh, thank you, Alec. And there is his new email. So I'm just going to end there and then stop my share and open it up to any questions or comments. Natasha.
Hi, thank you for this. Very helpful. So you might have said this and I missed it, but in terms of the recording of the sessions, is that happening automatically, or is that something we have to initiate as presenters?
That's a great
It's
question.
supposed to be happening automatically with the cloud. However, we'll be able to confirm, and there will be volunteers and tech on site to help with that initial startup if needed.
Yeah, and I suspect that it starts automatically because he's if it's like the SIG ones, they do it automatically. Yeah, and that doesn't, so if you've opted out, that doesn't mean that recording will go to YouTube afterwards. Only those who have opted in will find themselves in the OLF YouTube channel after, once Peter's ready to do all that work. Susan.
Hello. I have at least one of my sessions is more of a working meeting, and those always are a bit of a challenge in a hybrid environment, up in a room optimized for a presentation. So you mentioned that there are going to be microphones in the room. Will there be a microphone that is portable so that at the very least we can pass it to whoever's speaking? It's not ideal, but it's better than nothing.
So there'll be a one that's like on like a mic stand that you can take off for the presenter at the podium, and then there's going to be one that is centered in the middle of the room.
Fantastic. Thank you, Alec.
You're welcome. And anybody that's in the virtual like hybrid aspect will also be able to like a regular Zoom pipe in as well.
Any other questions? Well, if you think of something, you can always just post on conference chat, and we'll get back to you. And then, of course, just use these slides, to link out to maps and various other things. So, it's really you all, the presenters, make this a great conference. So we hope that you have an amazing time. And yeah, yay. And that's all we had, really. So thank you everyone for showing up for this. This is the first time we've had info sessions. We'll definitely continue this, for WolfCons going forward. Bye, everyone.